guys. Welcome to the Blood, Bourbon, and Bull podcast. It's Matthew here again. This week I have my little brother Josh on. Josh, say hello.
Hi.
Josh, I just kind of wanted to chat about, we were talking about something the last time I had him on. We were talking about life being, you know, a solo project or collaboration. And he mentioned he had moved in with our sister and sister-in-law just because the housing market was kind of crazy. So I kind of wanted to get on today and talk about what are you looking like? What were you looking for in a house? Because I'm in a similar boat right now where we're in a short-term rental. We have to be out in January, and you know we're not going to be able to buy right now. But you know we're kind of in that. What do we want in our forever home? So kind of let's start with what do you want in your forever home, and then we'll kind of go from there and see if maybe your next home isn't necessarily your forever home.
Yeah. So like. Even with not even going into like forever homes, like even just now, a big thing for me is windows. Like I think my last apartment, I had these big southwest facing windows. Mm-hmm. And so we got like, it was like good natural light, like all the time. I don't know. It was really good. And so I think that's something that like, I'm very much like looking for, like even if I'm just going into an apartment again, or if I'm looking at a house, like I need to have like big windows or like good windows that like get lots of light.
Is that anxiety related or is like mood related? I'm assuming, or is there something else with it?
All of it.
Just got. Oh, you also are big on plants too.
Yeah. So
do you, is it, I assume it's better for your house plants to have, you know, to be able to kind of give them more light through the windows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I have 17 houseplants right now. I used to have it was like in the 40 to 50 range. I had to scale back when I moved here, but I plan to, you know, get more again.
Like shoot it back up.
Yeah. But yeah, so you need windows for that, obviously. But then I think like having all those plants and having to have the windows open, like, I notice like it makes me feel better. Like, do I still have like anxiety? Am I still depressed sometimes? Yes. But like, it's not as bad. And it's just nice to have light coming in. It also like makes things feel like cleaner or more open.
Yeah. I was going to use the word cleaner too, but it's like, I know it's not cleaner, but it feels cleaner.
Yeah, like do you want a dark dirty house or a bright dirty house? And I want a bright dirty house.
Yeah, there's still junk on the floor, but you can see it.
Yeah. And it keeps the roaches away.
Yeah, that's true too, actually. Yeah, because we have, so we were talking the front of the house. So the house we're in right now, there's you kind of walk in the front door and there's two, I'm going to call them, they're not bonus rooms, but it's really a dining. It's two dining rooms is really what it looks like. Mm-hmm. Right. And they're both the exact same size. They look exactly the same. The way we have it set up is we have our dining room and our, it's a game room library kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how to, there's a foosball table and all our books in there. Like, that's what it is.
I call it a
day. And my record player's in that room.
Yeah.
So, like, that's, and there's a couch in there too. So, you go, like, we go in there and, like, hang out, and we don't, it's like a den, I guess, too, could the other thing, but it's not like a den because it's not closed in. It's like completely open. I don't know. It's an interesting room. But both those rooms have huge windows in the front. Mm. And then outside of that, all the other rooms have standard windows. Except for our master bedroom, on the back side of the house, there's a huge window that looks out to the pool. But that, that's one of my biggest features, I guess, is like good outdoor space. Like we have a pool, like a good pool deck here, and like the pool. That's what I'm saying. My next house, my kind of perfect house, has great outdoor space. Like right now it's by the pool. I don't necessarily think I need a pool, but I need something in that kind of makes me feel good kind of thing.
Yeah.
I might have to put a little Babbling Brook waterfall-y thing.
Yeah. I think I like, that's definitely something like I look for too. Like, I know, like, here we have, like, we do have like a backyard, but it's like, it's kind of small. Like, I don't know, like, they have it, like, they have chairs and stuff, and it's kind of set up nice, but it's just, you know, it's not like, I don't, you know, like, if you go to a party,
there's nothing there either. Yeah. Like, not that there's nothing there, but it's not like there's the chairs. Like, you're going to go out there to sit and like stare at the fence.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I'm not saying like it's fine in the context of like going to, like, if we're going to go to, like, because I've been to a party at their house, right? And you've been to a party at their house. Like, if you're hanging out outside and there's a fire, like a fire pit or something going, like, it's a great place to like hang out and sit with people. It's not a great place to like reflect and be alone.
Yeah.
I think that's where you're going, right? It's not a great place to be alone.
Yeah. And that's like what I'm looking for. Like, I want like a deck or even just a nice patio, but just like some good chairs, just to be quiet, some trees, you know, just like, yeah, just a nice, like, very calming outdoor area.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%, because I think that's the one thing I need more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because Allison is not that she's not the same, but she's not from Florida. So what I'm like, I'm out there in like, you know, 85, 90 degree weather. And I'm like, oh, it's so nice out here today. Like, I'm going to sit out here, get some sun. And she's like, it's hot. No, this is a nice day. Until it breaks, you know, triple digits, it's a good day. Really 95, right? If it gets above 95, it's kind of, but if it's 85, somewhere between, you know, 80 and 90 degrees, it's a perfect day.
Yeah. You should get her one of those like misting water bottles. Like,
yeah. So if we own this house, I think I'd actually put up like misting fans in the corner of the pool
area. Oh yeah, that'd be nice.
Like in the covered area of the pool area.
Yeah.
Because when you walk out the back door to the pool, there's like about a 4 to 5 foot section that's like covered. And like, if it rains, you're not going to get wet. Mm. But then it goes out past that and it's like screened in. So if it's raining, you're going to get wet. But like, it also provides like not shade, but some, I don't know how to explain it, but it dampers the sun a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're still getting sun. I can go out there and get a tan, but like, it's going to take me a lot longer.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would put it, I'd put basically like 2 or 3 misting fans in the corners.
Yeah, that'd be
nice.
And
then that might help her a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So I joke about it, right? I always said I never wanted a pool at the house I lived in. Having a pool at this house, I kind of want a pool.
Why didn't you want a pool?
I think that's the big thing, is the stuff that I didn't want a pool for, I don't have to deal with. Because I didn't want to have to like clean a pool and deal with the chemical levels and like all that hassle, mm-hmm. and like also the expense of a pool. Mm-hmm. But it's baked into my rent here. Like, so he's paying a guy to come out and clean the pool and deal with the chemical levels and all that. So like, I don't do anything. I just get to enjoy the pool. Like, I don't have to do any of the work that goes into owning a pool.
Right. Yeah, I think like that's like a good idea, especially if you can get like a pool company to come out and just handle that stuff for you.
I mean, I think if I own this house, I might pay him, not that I pay him less. I'm not saying I pay him less. I'd pay him to come out less often, and I would do some of it myself.
Yeah.
Like, I would vacuum it more myself, because right now he didn't even like, there's not even a vacuum here for me to use. So like, I can skim the pool and that's about it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I will skim the pool, like, if I, and but that's the thing, is it's because the pool's covered, there's not a ton of like leaves and stuff that get in it. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of skimming to do.
Well, what does the vacuum pick up?
So it's mesh, like dirt and stuff still falls in, and like pollen and stuff like that ends up on the bottom of the pool. And then like, if someone gets in and like has dirt on them, it ends up at the bottom of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just stuff like that.
Okay.
And then we had an algae problem early in the season, where basically the power, like the pool pump got shut off because the power got shut off for a while. Mm. And I didn't know I had to reset the pump. So the pump didn't run for like a week and we had a huge algae problem. And then like he had to come out and like shock it and whatever. And then basically all the algae died and fell to the bottom. So he had to vacuum all the algae up off the bottom.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, most of it's just like little bits of dirt. That's what I'm saying. If I own this house, I would have him come out less and I would probably do more.
Yeah.
But that's why I would never wanted a pool, because I didn't want to have to deal with that. But having it and not having to deal with that is so great.
Yeah. That's what I don't really like swimming in general, but also not pools. So that would never be a thing for me. But I like see the appeal of them and I do like them. Like I like to be around a pool. I just don't want to be in it.
So the great thing about this pool is it never gets more than like 5.5 feet deep. So it's not like a like swimming pool. It's like a, like you just like hang out in, right?
Yeah, just walking around.
You just like, yeah. I mean, you just walk around, but I can't like dive to the bottom and like swim. I mean, I can swim, but like I can walk through the, like, I can walk the entire pool and never like not touch the bottom of the pool. So like, I don't have to wade, like I don't have to, you know, tread water or anything like that to hang out. I like, just like chill, right? I have my beer. Sit in the pool and I lay in, like I got a pool float and I lay in the pool float and then I get tired of laying in the pool float and I stand in the pool and then I, you know, grab a different pool float and lay differently.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. That's what I think, but I mean, maybe you might have learned since, but I know like we learned how to swim, but we didn't learn how to like swim. So like I never knew how to tread water. I had to like look it up online. And honestly, it's very hard and I don't like it. So so if I can just stand, like that's a lot better.
Yeah, I have since learned, but I also haven't, I don't do it that often. So I don't know. I've also gained a lot of weight since the last time I did it. So it might be easier and or harder, depending on how you look at it.
Right. That's what I thought. Because when I think I was still... Actually, this was maybe back in college. So I was skinnier, but still it seemed like weight. I was like, I have to be doing something wrong because there's no way that other people do this for like for any duration more than like 30 seconds. But like I had only learned for like, I just watched a YouTube video. So I only knew what they taught me. And it's like, mm-hmm. You're legs are like an egg beater and then your arms are like go waving back and forth. I was like, this seems like a lot of work, and like how, like I don't, you can't have a conversation, like you're having to like coordinate.
Yeah, like I'm doing too many things at once and I can't breathe anymore, right? Like I'm now winded from sitting in the pool for 30 seconds, right?
Like, all of my focus is on keeping myself afloat, so I need you to shut the fuck up. Like,
yeah, I guess, because, yeah, and I don't tread water in this pool. Everything, like, even when I'm hanging out in the deep end, it comes up to my neck. Mm. Like, not even really. So Allison can't stand up in the deep end, kind of. She can stand, and her head is still above water. Let's say that. But her nose is not. I get in the deep end, and, like, I am still, you know, flat-footed. It's still under my chin. Like, and on my tippy toes, I'm, you know, top of my chest, bottom of my neck, somewhere in there. So, yeah, we just hang out over there. And then the cool thing about that pool is there's a, on the deep end side, I say deep, you know, in air quotes, there's like a seat that runs the length of that pool.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's about, you know, a foot and a half deep. So, you know, you just kind of hang out at that end of the pool and you put your arms up on the side and you have your beer. I have a lot of beers out there, apparently, because everything around the pool is related to where my beer is. But yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
And then, like, the other thing about having a pool is you also become the cool friend with a pool. Mm-hmm. So, like, now things are, like, people want to come hang out at your house. So you don't have to go to other people's house.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You don't have to venture out. And if you want, if you want to be home, you're already there.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm not going to pay for a pool. I do know that. Mm. Like, pool's not worth what a pool costs. Let me say that for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to not buy a house because it has a pool now.
Yeah.
Well, like, walk through your apartment then. So you had the big windows. Is there anything else in your apartment that was, like, big deal, like, that you loved?
Not really. It was fine. The closet, like, it was like a walk-in closet. So, like, that was nice. I did use it in the sense that, like, it was full of stuff, but I didn't use it for my clothes. Like, I just kept everything folded in my dresser, like, in, like, out in the room. Mm-hmm. So the closet was just, like, literally, it's just clothes I don't even wear and, like, boxes and just, like, just random stuff. But I think, like, if I had set it up right, and I tried to when I first moved in, but it just wound up not working, I did like that. But I think everything else there was just kind of, like, I don't know, like, subpar. I will say, like, it was, I think the biggest appeal was the windows, and it was in just, like, a night, like, it was an apartment complex, like, in a residential neighborhood. So, mm-hmm. like, you could go on a walk, and, like, there's not, like, traffic whizzing by. Like, you're,
yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. So it wasn't off a main road. It was kind of tucked back into a neighborhood.
Yeah. But I think there was, yeah. like, a farmer's market on Saturdays. That was, like, a mile away. So, like, you could walk there. I would drive, and, like, I might park a little bit further away, but, like, I never walked there.
You would drive halfway there?
Yeah, but I could in theory. I could walk in theory. And there was, like, other, like, little, like, restaurants and stuff, too. That's what I think, like, I moved, like, in the middle of COVID. And so it was, like...
That's awful.
Yeah, so it was, like, if I was willing to do these things, this would be such a nice place. But, like, I didn't want to. And so it was kind of wasted on me. But it was, like, it was nice. But I did like the patio. I love a good, like, patio, porch, deck, anything like that.
Well, yeah, that's back to that outdoor space.
Yeah.
Because, like, I like our front porch is kind of in need. But, like, I've always had really nice front porch, like, furniture.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really nice, but, like, I have comfortable chairs, like, because I like to sit out on the front porch.
Yeah.
Like, wave at all the people walking by. Well, that's one of the ways I learned to make friends, like, when you move to a new neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
You gotta kind of, not that you need to know your neighbors. If you don't know your neighbors, not weird, but you should know your neighbors. Mm. If there's a fire, you gotta know who to tell. And, like, I know, so right now, I only know the neighbors on either side of me. I don't know the guys across the street because he just bought the house and he hasn't lived there very long. And I don't ever see him outside or her. There's two of them. I know there's a guy, a man and a woman that live there, and they look like they're retired. But yeah, I never see them. And then so the guy on, you know, the left side of me, he's a retired military guy. And he still has a job, but his wife works at home and he's always outside. And so I talk to him, you know, once or twice a week. We just kind of, I say we talk. How's the weather, right?
Yeah.
We talk. And the guy on the other side, him and his wife have a little daughter. She's 5 or 6. And I think they just had a baby. There's been a baby around a lot recently. Let's say that. But I never saw the wife look pregnant.
Yeah.
But I might have just missed her being pregnant, and, like, she never brought the baby out when I first met her.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm just now starting to see the baby. But, yeah, it's him and his wife, and he's cool. I've met him, I've talked to him a few times, mostly when, so I have, there's some bamboo that grows on that side of the property,
mm-hmm.
and I had to cut it back because bamboo just grows.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to cut it back, and I was like, hey, I'm about to cut this bamboo back. If any of it falls in your yard and you don't feel like picking it up, just let me know and I'll come get it. My bad. Like, that was the conversation. He was like, okay, yeah, I got it. I gotta have that same conversation with him again because bamboo grows a lot. So yeah, it's been, I mowed it. I mean, not mowed it. I cut it back about 2-3 months ago.
Mm.
I guess it's probably maybe closer to 4 months ago. But yeah, so I got to cut it back again. I also probably didn't cut it back as far as I should have the first time. But
yeah, just cut it all the way down. It's technically a grass,
It's grass, yeah.
So I feel like you can cut it right at the bottom and it should shoot back up.
So it is currently, it's probably about 12 feet high, honestly. when I cut it, it was also about 12 feet. When I cut it the first time, it was also about 12 feet high. And I cut it down to somewhere between 7, 8 feet. Mm-hmm. So I cut a good chunk off, let's say that. And I really should have cut it down to about 6 feet, like to the height of the fence back there. Yeah. That's what I should have cut it to, is just the fence level. But I was like, no, I can't cut that much off. It's going to kill it. Yeah, I learned. My bad. Lesson learned. Yeah, I'm cutting that all the way back. I'm probably going to cut that to under the fence line this time.
Yeah.
Because it'll shoot back up to the fence line within a week.
Yeah. It grows. Yeah, it grows like crazy.
So the thing that I know why, so it was planted there for privacy, right? Because in the front of the house, there's a 6-foot fence, and the first like 5 to 10 feet of the fence between the yards is a 6-foot fence. Mm-hmm. And then it drops to a 4-foot fence.
Okay.
Like, so for the back part of the property is a 4-foot fence. So it was planted for the back part of the property as like additional privacy. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to cut it. Basically, I'm going to cut it to just below the 6-foot fence line all the way across.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Do you save it? Like, or do you just throw it out?
I have just thrown it out. I don't know what I would save it for.
I don't know. I feel like you could like dry it and do crafts.
Maybe.
Does Allison I mean, macrame?
It's not like thick bamboo.
Oh, okay.
It's like pinky size. Like the thickest of it is like pinky size.
Okay.
Like I'm gonna take it with a hedger.
Okay.
Yeah. I can cut it through with a hedger.
I was thinking like the big like 2 inches across, like
No. Most of these stalks are less than the pinky. Like the biggest stalks out there are like pinky size.
Oh yeah, that's your problem. You gotta cut them down at the bottom, they'll get bigger.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's just clumping bamboo, and that's the size of clumping bamboo.
Okay, yeah.
I think you need like I think it's a different species that you're talking about. I would think so. I want to call it giant bamboo, but I don't quote
that me on sounds that. Legit. Yeah, at the one of the house or like between the apartment complex and like the residential area, there was like I called it a bamboo forest, but it was maybe like 3 inches wide, or not 3 inches, 3 feet wide, but like, mm-hmm. All the way down. But they were like, they were huge, right? So that's what I was picturing.
No, these are, I'll send you a picture. They're tiny, like they're pinky size. They're tiny. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I got to cut that back. Yeah, that would be a pain to cut big ones.
Yeah. You'd have to get it like a machete.
Yeah. Also, I apparently bent my machete recently and I didn't know it. I was pretty upset about that.
Like the blade or like the whole thing?
Yeah, I bent the blade. I bent the blade.
Okay, so you can.
There's a section of the blade that's kind of like bent.
Yeah. Were you like opening coconuts or something?
No, I was not opening coconuts. I probably was chopping bamboo if you really want to know. I was chopping the bamboo that made it to in front of the fence. That or I was probably, like, because the only thing I use the machete for is to cut off like limbs when I don't have, because I don't have like, pruners, like long pruners.
Yeah.
Like I have like a handheld pruner I use for the plant, like my garden plants, but I don't have anything that I can really get like above my head with. So I use the machete for that kind of stuff. And then like the bamboo that gets into the front yard and stuff like that. But yeah, I was, like, as I'm saying, I was probably cutting like a branch in all reality. Mm-hmm. So yeah, apparently I bought a cheap machete, but I didn't buy a cheap machete. I know for a fact it was an expensive machete, just a cheap machete.
It cost you a lot of money.
It cost me a lot of money, but it was a cheap machete. And it's funny because I think to growing up, right, all the machetes I was ever around were like nice, probably cheap machetes. they probably cost nothing, but nice machetes.
Yes.
Like really good machetes. So I just thought like, so anytime I bought a machete, I just assumed that like all machetes were nice. Like that's what, if it's not a knife, it's a knife, right? To be a machete, it has to be nice. It has to be good. Yeah. So I just, yeah. So we, I was, I was, I bent my machete, so I don't know if I want to try and like get it back into shape and resharpen it because it was expensive, or if I just want to buy it, figure out how to buy one that Paul used to have. Shit,
maybe
I just want to buy one of those.
I'm sure like you could look, like there's probably like, I don't know if it'd be a blacksmith or not, or like metal worker. I don't know like what the word now is, but like somebody, I'm sure you could like look and there, like there's probably some like person in Puerto, like little person in Puerto Rico who can like send you one, or like
I was like, I could probably get one of Damascus steel for like $700.
Yeah, or like even somewhere like around you in Florida, like surely.
Oh yeah, surely someone makes good machetes.
Yeah, you might have to go like what, like further, like maybe
south.
Yeah,
yeah, you got to get closer to the islands.
Yeah.
And like the Caribbean,
or I was gonna say more west towards like Louisiana. I don't know if they have them, but I feel like there's some crossover there.
Maybe. I feel like a machete is like a tropical weapon, or not weapon, tropical tool. Like tool.
Yeah.
And I don't think, I don't consider Louisiana tropical. Let me say that. Yeah. It's swampy, like Southern Florida. But not tropical like Southern Florida.
Yeah, but like surely they, yeah.
Similar needs, I get it. Yeah. So, I guess, right, you could find someone who's making, you know, gator hooks and they'll be like, hey, can you make me a blade? And he'll be like, yep. Like, yeah, I'm, you know, even if he can't get it super sharp, I know people, right? I can get a blade sharpened. Yeah. So yeah, that's the other thing too. Right now I busted, like, so my lawnmower broke a couple weeks ago.
Is it yours, like personal, or is it from the house?
No, my personal lawnmower. It was free. I didn't pay for it, but it broke. It's an easy fix. Like the axle broke is what, not the axle, but like, the thing that basically the, I don't know what to call it. It's the piece that makes the, like that sets the level of the deck.
Yeah.
So there's a metal piece that kind of, you know, you throw it into a notch and it sets the level of the deck. Mm-hmm. The problem is the piece broke off, so I can't set the level of the deck, so it just sits at the very bottom.
Okay.
Like, it, like, snapped way low, and I, like, tried to, like, well, maybe if I can set it and just, you know, not be able to ever set it again, really, is what it came down to. Or, like, it'd be a huge pain in the ass to set. And I couldn't get it to do that, so, like, it legit just won't, it's not going to set anymore. So it's just as low as it'll possibly go, which is, like, burning the grass, so I can't cut it like that. And I was looking... Yeah, so I was looking at like parts and stuff, and I was like, "Well, so it's going to cost." Basically, they don't sell that part. You got to buy the whole axle, which is still only $30-$35, or $30-$35, and you know, a couple of probably 3-4 hours of my day.
Yeah,
it probably someone who knows what they were doing can do it in 30 minutes, but me, it's going to take 3 to 4 hours. I know enough about what I'm doing. But what's going to happen is I'm going to get it off, realize I don't have the tool I need to get that next piece off. Got to go see if I have the tool. If I don't have the tool, does Micah have the tool? If Micah doesn't have the tool, I got to go to Lowe's. So just, yeah, if I knew what I was doing and I knew I had all the tools, probably 30, 45 minutes to get it done. Realistically, probably going to take 3 to 4 hours. I'm at the point where I don't know if I want to fix it or just buy a new one, but I can't, like, not, I can afford a new one, but like not a new, not, not a nice new one, but a new one. But like, I also got to pay for a baby. So like, I can't afford to buy a lawnmower.
Right. You could start a GoFundMe. So,
yeah. Uh-huh. You know what? Whatever gets you money. Actually, hit up my Patreon, pay for the podcast. I'll use it for a lawnmower too.
what's the handle? What do we look for?
Ooh, I don't know. I'll link it in the show notes. Actually, I think it's in all the show notes anyway. Like, I think the hosting site I use just kind of throws it in the bottom.
Oh, that's nice.
But I might, it might just be if you click on like, see this stuff, you might have to click on the show and go to the show and then see it in the bottom of like the actual like podcasts description kind of stuff. Mm. Like, support this show.
That's nice. Are there any extras or goodies people can look forward to?
Not currently. I've actually been researching that. I think that's going to be some stuff I'm going to try and push out when season two comes out in November. Yeah. I want the money in October. Don't get me wrong. If you want to give me the money, just give me the money. But I don't want people, like, I don't want to have to give people stuff in October.
Right.
Like, I don't want to have to, like, produce. Like, I'm legitimately taking a break for the birth of my child.
Right.
Like, I don't want to have to, like, oh, so-and-so gave me $50. I got to shout them out. Like, send them a sticker. But yeah, I was looking at stickers and t-shirts and some stuff like that. So there's
one guy I
looking forward to season two, guys. Come, merch store coming.
It could be any. There's one guy. He sends out like a little packet of microgreens, like microgreen seeds. Mm-hmm. And that's like, I don't know. I always thought it was so cool. Like, I think it, I don't know. Actually, oh, I need to update my address. Anyway, I think he sends it like every like few months. You get like another packet of microgreen seeds. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought it was cool.
Yeah. I got to figure that out, because I think ultimately I'm going to do not bonus content, but like bonus content on a, it's like a paid for kind of contents thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to do, basically I'm going to do cutting room floor stuff. Mm-hmm. So like all the stuff that's not good enough to make an episode, like it was kind of off topic or got cut for some reason or something like that, but like was still pretty good.
Yeah.
Like it was really, it was actually generally, there's a few of them that are better than the whole episode. Right. But it's a 5 minute clip of, you know, 5-10 minutes, and I can't make an episode out of that. So I think I'm going to do that kind of longer term and do kind of paid content through that. I just don't know. That's my struggle with it, was anytime if I do something like that, I got to commit to like putting out content. If you're paying for it, I have to put it out. Yes. I don't know. So back to kind of the mowing and buying a new lawnmower. Yeah. I've also decided while I love outdoor space, I don't like push mowing a yard.
Yes.
I borrowed, cause my mower was broken, I borrowed a self-propelled one this week to cut, and I was much better with that. I'm lazy. That's really, we'll say it. That's what I call a spade a spade. I'm lazy. Yeah. I don't want to push my mower in my front yard. I just kind of want to walk behind a lawnmower at best. Like, that's the most work I want to do when mowing my yard. Yeah. So like I, and that's the other thing too, is I kind of enjoy gardening. Mm-hmm. Like, and I haven't done anything. I don't have a big garden. It's all potted. It's a potted garden is what it is. So it's not as much work as, you know, a in-ground garden, but I enjoy that. So like, I think if I could upgrade some of the equipment in my yard for my yard stuff, I would love being outside doing that kind of stuff. I just, at my current state, I'm not there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so kind of getting back into the houses and stuff, I think on top of outdoor space, I need good yard space, like gardenable, kind of flowerable, you know, yard space. Yeah.
That's what I'm on. I'm on the side of TikTok where like grass is evil. So my plan is to just like not to either have like just like rocks or native plants, and that's it. But yeah, like that.
Why is grass evil? I agree that grass is evil, but I want to know what TikTok says grass is evil for.
It like requires a lot of water, and I don't, quote me on this, but I think it's an invasive species. Like, I don't like, I think like there are native grasses, but what most mm-hmm. like, but the grass in most people's lawns like is not a native grass.
That's fair. I think.
And it's.
Yeah. Cause like good grass, you're talking. Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. I know where I'm at in Florida, one of the bigger species is a native grass.
Oh, that's good.
Native ish.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's, I don't know that it came this far over, but it's Florida. Like, it's the area. Mm-hmm. Close enough, yeah. Right? It could have made it here at some point. Right. We actually joked about. I'm gonna circle back to this, but we joked. Right now, Florida has a contest for the person who turns in the most pythons gets a $10,000 reward.
Yeah.
because of all the pythons that got released during one of the hurricanes. It might be all of the hurricanes or something like that. There was one major hurricane where like a bunch of reptile shops ended up, you know, a bunch of, you know, pet pythons got released. Mm-mm. And now they're like killing the Everglades.
Right.
But yeah, back to the, so is it like, so I mean, but like, but you would also think, because also a lot of the plants you're going to plant necessarily aren't going to be invasive, are not native slash invasive species.
Yeah, exactly. Like you plant, so like, you only plant native things.
So yeah, but like I want tomatoes. So like I got to go somewhere where tomatoes are natural.
Oh no. Okay. Like as far as like gardening goes,
that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. As far as gardening goes, like, yeah, if it produces something, that's one thing. And like you're also like it's not like we aren't like clearing fields, you're like clearing forests to like grow tomatoes. Like, I guess technically they did at some point.
Technically, I live on wetlands, right? We cleared wetlands to live where I'm at.
Yeah,
right now.
It's not great, but it's fine. It's fine. The damage,
but it's already
right,
here.
Damage
right,
is
I
done.
Have to live
damage
here.
Is done. So you can grow your tomatoes. That's fine. But like other plants, like, you know, like try and make them native, like, and it because it supports like the local like insects and bees. And like, I don't know, critters and such. In theory, it sounds good. I feel like if I do it, like it's gonna scare me because I feel like it's gonna attract like the reptiles, and I don't want that. I do. If it's not a mammal, actually, that's not true. Anything that is not a pet, I do not want it near me. In the context of like outside things. Mm-hmm. If I go see it, if I make the choice to go see it, that's fine. If it comes to me, I don't want that. Like a,
so even like a deer in your front yard, you're not okay with?
Oh, that's fine. But I don't want to get too close.
Gotcha. Okay.
But like a raccoon like coming up to me, no. A possum in a bush, no. Like none of that. A turtle, no thank you. Like anything that's not a mammal is scary. Like, and then like mammals, you have to rank that, like, you know, you can kind of like sort them out yourself, but yeah, mm-hmm. anything that's amphibious,
definitely anything that's not a mammal, not okay. Right.
Frogs, toads, like any kind of lizard. I don't want that. Snake, definitely not.
We have a skink that hangs out in our garage.
Do not want that.
Me and him are cool. Allison hates him, but me and him are cool.
That's what.
So he's gorgeous. Sorry, that's all I was
going to
say.
That's what, there was a green, what do they call it? Green, I don't know. It's like it's the most common lizard. It's like a green one. Mm-hmm. And he lived outside my apartment. And he scared me all the time. But one day, he was like on one of my plants and it scared the shit out of me. But then I like noticed what he was doing. I'd put the plant.
He was eating all the plants.
That plant had mealybugs and he was eating them. And I was like, oh, like, that's so.
You're cool, buddy.
Yeah. I was like, okay, cool. I was like, so, like, when you're out here, like, I'll just stay inside and you do your thing. And then, like, just, you know, let me know when you're done. Like,
that's crazy. Cause, like, back to, sorry, I'm going to circle this back to kind of loop, keep things kind of tight ish. Yeah. My dream house has a really, like, a nice saltwater tank.
That's nice.
Like, mostly a coral tank. With fish. Yeah. Let me say that. A mostly coral tank with a few fish. Maybe a little octopus. That'd be fun too. I don't know.
Oh, that would be fun. Like, I like the idea, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah. So that's kind of in that dream house. I would love a saltwater tank. Again, there's saltwater tanks are a lot of work. And I don't know that I want to put in that much work for, you know, that, but
Do you think it'd be like one of those feature things where it separates like the kitchen from the living room or like the, you know what I mean?
Oh, where, yeah. Like, you can, I was
you
looking
can, like,
at
see through to the other room.
Or it was going to be like a big, not a big cylinder, but like, yeah, it was going to be something like that where like it was, you know, yeah.
It's like very much part of the house. Like,
yes, it is like built in, like part of the house. Yeah. Like it defines a space. Yeah. Let's say that, or maybe multiple spaces.
Well, if you ever get one and I ever visit, I'm going to have to like have my back to it at all times and just pretend it's not there.
I'll get a cover for it.
Would we'll that like, be nice?
Cover it up.
Yeah.
Like draw, like a, like the, we'll have a like a drop down screen. I guess at the end of the day, all that matters is in my house, I need great outdoor space. That's all I care about. In a kitchen, yeah. Actually, I cook. I like cooking. I don't think I need a chef's kitchen. Let me say that. I don't think I need it. I don't need it. Do I want one? Yep.
I want. I want a separate room where, like, you remember the sinks at Moe's, like the three. Was it? Yeah, it was three, yes. Three or four sinks. I want that. I want mm-hmm. the industrial sprayer and just like three big sinks, and you just take the dishes through them. And
that's, yeah, I think that's where I'm at with chef's kitchen. I don't want like a chef's kitchen. I want like industrial yeah. kitchen. Like, I want to just like hose shit down when I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah, like with the drain in the floor. I've always... Like, why? Like, yeah. Bathrooms?
Why don't kitchens? We build those in the houses?
Yes.